hundreds of people attended a public meeting in Portlaoise last night, organised by staff and parents of children that attend the Colbay Special School in the town. The school is one of 58 projects the government has stalled due to capital funding pressures. It had been due to go to tender. Teachers and parents say their building is not fit for purpose and conditions are deplorable for students and staff. They've called on the Minister for Education to get the project back on track immediately. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey reports.
Evan Fowler is a student at Colby Special School and attended last night's meeting. He is one of 43 students impacted by the decision to stall plans to build a new school. The school was one of 58 projects listed by the Department of Education. The plans put on hold, it said, due to capital funding pressures. At a packed public meeting in Portlaoise last night, concerned parents, staff and the wider community asked questions about how this decision impacting the most vulnerable children had come about.
This has been years. It started in 2000. I am 18. This is older than me. This is older than any of the students. I want to know why anyone would let children have an education in a building that is so unfit.
In 2000, when the Department of Education took over Colby Central, Michael was 13. Then that's when the talk first began of a new school. He's 36 now. We're still not anywhere near a new school. The parents at the moment who have not got the time or energy to be fighting this fight are where we were all those years ago. So you'll excuse me if I just take your promises with a pinch of salt, because we've heard it all before.
Many local politicians attended the meeting, among them Sinn Féin TD, Brian Stanley.
I cannot understand for the life of me, but the children who need it most in the worst conditions, and I've said this to minister after minister, including Minister McNeill Smart, Department of Finance, that's in the worst conditions, that then find themselves at the back of the list again. And I've said to her, and to all ministers, to get this back on track.
Government TDs Fine Gael's Charlie Flanagan and Fianna Fáil's Sean Fleming gave a commitment at the meeting that the project would go ahead.
2 weeks ago, I spoke to Orla, the principal, and I told her that in my view, the delay would be no more than 4 weeks. And that was 2 weeks ago. So I'm confident, having raised the issue in the Dáil again, having examined all the papers that I have over a number of years, and having spoken to Pascal Dunham, it's my firm view that this project will be back on track in or about Easter.
I am saying this list that came out with 58, whatever the purpose for it, I am saying Colbay School should not have been on that list that came out 2 weeks ago. And I am saying to you here as a government TD that I will guarantee that we will get this corrected very quickly, and we will get Colbay off of that list and into tender as quickly as possible. We're talking about days or weeks.
The last word of the night went to school principal Orla Mahon, who promised to continue the campaign until the project is back on track.
We want definite dates, definite confirmation, a positive guarantee that we will no longer be put on the long finger. We're giving it another 2 weeks. After that, if we haven't heard anything, we are going to march. We have gone together.
And that report from Portlaoise was from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.